Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people there, no?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. And welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio's Hallelujah Thursday Night Edition. Amen. And where we are excited. Hallelujah. I believe we just stay on excitement because it's an exciting time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we praise you, we bless your name, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. Hey, and we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight, Lord God, moving by your Spirit, doing as only you can, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your presence is here. Therefore, your blood covering is here, Lord God. We thank you that your blood is over every part of this service, the technical things and anything else, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory for it. We lift up our speaker tonight, Lord God, and both of them. Hallelujah. And we just lift them up tonight, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit and continuing to use them for your glory, your honor, and your praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I tell you, I have just been having a good time. We've all had a good time this month, the month of July. Hallelujah. We've had our dear friends, Pastor Natalie and Pastor Nelson Seda, with us. And if you've heard any of it, you know that they are anointed by the Spirit of God. You know that they are funny. Hallelujah. And they're just fun to be around. And so we've had a wonderful time. This is the part four of our four-part series of being with them this month. And in the first part, or part one, they gave their personal testimony. In part two, we got to hear about the ministry. And I call it the secrets of the ministry to let us know what happened in the beginning, what's going on now, what the Lord has really revealed to them about the future. And then last week, we heard Pastor Natalie preach. Oh, it was a good word. Hallelujah. Worry is not an option. Amen. Amen. So if you happen to miss those, the parts one through three, you didn't really miss them because you can go online and listen to them. There are podcasts online. They're in our archive, along with almost 1,500 podcasts that we have on God in the Midst, Get Them Radio. And the way that you can connect with our podcast is by just going to Google or any search engine and put in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you'll be able to find our Blog Talk Radio platform and just have a good time and feast, hallelujah, on what the Satyrs did on this month and all of our other broadcasts. If you want to know anything about cryptocurrency from a Christian perspective, you can find out on Get 'Em Radio. You want to know about buying a house? You can find out from a Christian perspective on Get 'Em Radio. You want to start a ministry? It's there on Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so much more there for you to feast on. So have a good time 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Amen, amen. And so, you know, like I said, I'm very excited. So without any further ado, we're going to open the line for the Satyrs. And they can welcome you all, and then we're going to have Pastor Natalie to introduce her husband. And then, Pastor Nelson, you can just go for it by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. Well, Pastor Nelson has an amazing word for us to hear today. I'm so excited. I've been waiting all day to hear it. It's going to be a really good word. He's going to be talking about being one-on-one. That's the title of his message. And I just think it's going to be amazing. So buckle up your seatbelts and get ready. Here comes Pastor Nelson.
Oh, thank you. That was my wife. I'm going to pray. I hope you don't mind. I know that we prayed in the opening, but I just want to be filled. Heavenly Father, we just come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you just anoint me, my heart, touch my mind. I empty myself, Father God, of anything that's not of you and anything of this world. And I pray, Father God, for your spirit, your voice, and your ministry just to come out of me to minister to those that are out there. I pray, Father God, for your your glory to be seen and heard through the radio. And I give you thanks for the word that you're about to give me that I may share. I pray this in your mighty name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I made the title One-on-One, and it's about prayer. Have everyone understand what prayer is. And I know that we all have our own way of praying sometimes, and some of us go through certain rituals or certain ways of going to God. But I wanted to bring up the first person that really on earth prayed. And that was Adam and God. He was the first one to have a one-on-one with God, a face-to-face, a physical and a spiritual confrontation. And it happens when, if you look it up in Genesis, it happens when God came in the cool of the day. So it's either in the morning or late afternoon. And when we look at this, Adam had time. He had plenty of time. He's walking around paradise. He's alone at this moment. And he's walking around and he's basically thinking about life, thinking about the animals that he sees in front of him, thinking about the fruits of the trees and of the fields. He's contemplating about everything he sees, eagerly waiting for the arrival of Almighty. And Almighty God is excited. He's excited to have that one-on-one with God, with Adam. And when Adam and God get together, it's an intimate time. It's a personal time. All things are said, all things are done. And then the next day comes, and the next day, because they don't put the time limit on God and Adam. It wasn't done in a day or an hour. It wasn't done in a week. We don't know their time frame. We just know they had a time frame. We know this also, that in that conversation and in that time, God noticed something about Adam. Adam was alone. Adam needed something, someone. And all the animals in the world could not be comparable for Adam. And God knew this. When you are one-on-one, and I took that from a basketball term, because when you play one-on-one with basketball, you are anticipating every person's move that you're playing against. You begin to know that person's, basically, his dribble, his way he's going to turn, how he's going to shoot. You begin to know that person, and that person begins to know you. So with Adam and God. Now, I know that the scripture says that God knows every man's heart and every man's mind. But here it is. I'm going to say it. He wants to hear you. Want to hear that one-on-one, that intimacy. When we come to pray, we pray, God, this already. I got this already for you, God. This is what I want. This is what I desire. You know it already, but I want this. Adam had an intimacy with God that he longed for. But he also had that list. And that list came true. God gave him Eve that sin came into the world, the physical aspect of God is gone. It becomes now a spiritual aspect. Your one-on-one with God now is a voice. Adam at that time still heard the voice of God. And it passed on generation to generation. So I ask you this, and you contemplate on this. When did we not hear God? When did the voice of God did not been heard in our prayers? When it has been one-sided and nothing comes back? The first to hear and see God. After that, it became our prayer life to seek his face. Scripture says this. Scripture says that we want to have that intimacy with God. We long it. Our soul cries out. But yet, the world has a way of making us have a bucket list. You know, it's funny because you tend to think about how much do we ask instead of saying, thank you, God. Instead of saying, God, how's your day going? Instead of seeking him for that intimacy and saying, thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you will do. That one-on-one becomes more of a just one. The psalmist, he has it right down pat. I mean, there was many words I could have looked up scriptures. And by the way, if you're looking for that scripture in with Adam, it's in Genesis 2, verse 18 to 23. plainly written there for us to understand. I'm going to read one of the psalmists right now. 34, verse 1 through 4. I will bless you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be on my mouth. My soul makes her boast in the Lord, and the Lord humbles shall hear throughout and be glad. And be glad. I will let it. Okay, let me start again. The Almighty, the Lord, will with me. Let me exalt him together. I sought the Lord and heard me and delivered me from my fears. And Psalm 34, verse 1 through 4. After we have separated ourselves, after we have flee away from God, there's a fear factor in our lives. When we come and pray, we fear this, we fear that. When we gather together in prayer as a group in a church, a prayer meeting, or even just in our home, with others, one-on-one, or even a gathering to the room. There's power there. We have that one-on-one faith that comforts one another. I want to assure you, Jesus writes and spoke of that the Holy Spirit will comfort us, give us power and wisdom, will guide us. He does not want us to be orphans. That is all the prayers of every righteous, every saint, everyone that seeks God's face, they don't want to be alone. Even David cried out, do whatever it takes, but do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Do not take your presence from me. Our prayers are needed, yes. Our prayers are our heart's desire. I desire that this will be done, that will be done. But the most of all, it's just that it be not words being said to an empty room. To have that one-on-one with God, to have that one-on-one, that it comes back with the same volume of love. I know the importance of it. I want to share something I really didn't tell anyone. This is because it's so one-on-one with God, and I feel that it's time for someone to know, and all of you are going to be hearing my heart in this. I was driving, and I went to work. I was going through my head, looking at everything that we were going through, and me and my wife, and we were struggling. And I remember just bawling, crying. And I said these words. I said, God, are you there? Do you hear me? I know that you see what I'm going through, but are you there? Am I even worthy that you can hear me? I parked the car in the lot, wiped my face, and I remember going through the whole day, coming back in the car, going home now. And the Holy Spirit, and I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. I was through this, and I'll be through it again with you. Throughout the day, I gave you strength that no one knew that you were in pain. Throughout the day, you got in your car, and I comforted you. For I give you strength that others don't have, because they do not see my face, that one-on-one. I remember going home, and like every day of my life from working, I looked at my wife, don't say nothing about my day, say nothing about my struggles or what I worried about. And I turned to her and I go, what's for dinner? And she goes, that's all. Disappointed I was. I ate leftovers, but I remember it was good to be home. It was good that seeing her, knowing that you had my prayers up to the heavens saying, yeah, give him strength, be with him. I remember how I felt the next day, pure, assured, encouraged, not only by the word of God in the Bible, the scriptures that helped me daily, the prayers is what made me go for another day. Let me make this understandable. God never leaves you. He never left Adam. He opened doors that he can be with him. not physically, but spiritually. He opened doors that he can hear his voice. Now, mind you, today we may not have that open door that we can hear God for those that are blessed with the hearing him, amen. But those that can't, the word of God is there. God opened that you may read and be comforted, that you may be strengthened and encouraged. There's nothing like that one-on-one with God. There's no power when you have that intimacy God gave Adam a mate. First prayer answered. Because when it became physically that he was not there, both of them pleaded with each other. Both of them to be encouraged in prayer and in the word. And for those that are single and alone, a widow, God, his spirit is there. The greatest gift that God has given us is the gathering of the flock. I know that sometimes we miss the mark sometimes when we go to church. There are a few there that are just, Lord, help me. But here's the beauty of it. God is with that person as well. God is with you. And when you and that person get together, the encounter with God. I know that it may be times in which our prayers is just, I have to pray this. I need to get across my bucket list. And the bucket list is not what I'm praying about, speaking about, that it's wrong. I'm not even saying that your prayer's wrong. I'm just saying there's favor in a prayer one-on-one asking God, I want time with you. I want to know you more. I want to grow in you. The Lord, he wants to bless you. He wants to hold you. He wants to encourage you, strengthen you, heal you, deliver you, save you. There's nothing more that I can even express in this, that he wants to be your love. You are that important, that he, bearing all our sins upon himself, that we may be righteous, that he may look upon us one-on-one, face-to-face. I know that you're probably rambling on here, and you're saying to yourself, I got it. I understand what you're trying to say. We lost something with Adam because I desire to see God's face, to see his beauty, to behold all that he is. Psalm 139:4. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. When we pray, we need to know that there's something we've given up and something he's given back. It's more than what we're asking for. It's an intimacy. It's that one part of our lives that we are seeking without knowing. When we have an encounter with God, that we should not come back the same. There should be a change in us. There should be a little bit more knowledge of who he is and definitely who we are. The scripture says the old has come and the new, we've become brand new and the old is gone. Scripture says that we are decreasing and he's increasing. There has to be that encounter that makes this happen. Those scriptures are great, but it's that encounter that makes it more. When you are prayer group, holding hands, praying, God is there. The anointing is there. The presence of God, the Spirit of God is there. When you're on your knees, nobody's there. It's just you and God. And the tears are flowing out of your face. And God's moving on you. That's change. That's a change. And that only happens because you opened your heart to it. You became vulnerable. And God moves in that. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to end this. I pray that you've been blessed. I want you to know that you're a treasure to God. I want you to get a full understanding of what God is doing in your life. I don't want you to change your style of prayer. I just want you to be more, basically, honest with your prayer with him. Someone asked me a long time ago, they says, well, what's heaven like? I really can't describe it. I really don't know. I just know this. It's a long time with God. Know him now. Because you'll be guessing up there. Is that him? Is that him? Your intimacy is here on earth, but it's eternal up in heaven. God moves right now. And I pray that you will just have a touch of that tonight. Father, gracious God, Adonai, we come before you and we just thank you. Thank you for this moment. We thank you, Lord, our lives, that you shed all those junk out of us. And even though we can't fathom how much you've done for us, we thank you. May your presence never leave our hearts. May your presence never leave us in our home, at work, when we go to the store, We seek your face. We pray that you will bless our day, that we will not have a dim ear not to hear your voice, that we will see everywhere your glory. I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. Right this very moment, you're doing something, and I thank you for that. I thank you for all that you've done in the past. And I thank you for what you're about to do tomorrow. And if no one's ever said this to you, Lord, which I find impossible, we love you. We love you. I pray this in the name of your Son, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. This is a wonderful moment here. This is a special moment. This is a tender moment in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to talk some more in a few moments. Anyone, you can begin to press your number one key to make any comments. But right here in this moment, hallelujah, it's the anointing is flowing. The love of God is flowing. And I can't help but think about John 3:16, where Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And that love that Pastor Nelson was talking about, that's the love that he loved us so much with, and he's still loving us. He wants that one-on-one with each of us, not just here and now, but for eternity. He wants that one-on-one, and eternity is a long time, and that is how long he wants to love us. Hallelujah. He wants to love us throughout eternity, and the way that we can do that is to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then he can love on us, with, as Pastor Nelson said, without time limits. No time limits on it. Hallelujah. That's what he really wants to do. Now, Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." This is your moment. Hallelujah. This is your one-on-one moment with God. You can have that one-on-one with him right here and right now. Repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. And something awesome is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. You shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, I'm one-on-one with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, today. I know it was a short prayer. It was a simple prayer, but it was an eternal, everlasting prayer when you prayed it with all your heart. Hallelujah. You were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So welcome to the kingdom of light. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. He has drawn you with his loving kindness. Hallelujah. And we all get to love on him throughout eternity together. Glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we'll come back later on and tell you what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family to give you an opportunity to learn and grow with us. But right now, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for those of you who have your number one key pressed. Amen. I'm checking my text as well to see if someone's number one key is not working. But go ahead and begin. I see you, Minister Elaine. We're going to first, I want to say something first before I start opening up any lines. Pastor Nelson, you have surprised me tonight. Amen. And
okay.
You surprised me, but God didn't. I got a little taste of the one-on-one today. The Lord, talking about having an intimate relationship with the Lord. And, you know, for years, it's been like that. And it's an awesome thing. I don't take it for granted. And mm-hmm. I know that there are times where I can actually feel God pulling on me and saying, come on now, I want that time with you. I want that
Amen.
One-on-one with you.
Yeah.
And I remember, well, he didn't say one-on-one, but, you know, I know when he wants time with me. And I can recall when I worked at AT&T, I would say, I got to finish this assignment. I got to work on this. And he's like, you know, you just don't even know. In 5 years, that won't mean a thing.
Ooh.
You know, just stop. And so today, I was out today. Now, this has happened to me before, but today it was like so dramatic. You know, I was, like you said, you know, you're in the car. I'm listening to worship in the car and everything. And then I get to where I'm going. I park the car, and I feel a pull. I mean, a tug. I mean, the anointing's all over me. I'm feeling this tug, and it's like, hey, I can't go anywhere. I need to sit right here and be with you. And like, okay, the sun is shining on me on this side. Okay, well, here. There's a little shade thing I got in the car. Put that up there. Okay, good. I'm good. So we were in the cool of the day with 104 temperature outside with the air conditioning on in the car, and I just stopped everything, you know, to have that one-on-one with him. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, Pastor Nelson, there was no bucket list going on.
Amen.
Amen.
He's
got me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The cool of the day, the scripture, it doesn't really describe if it's in the afternoon or if it's in the evening or it's in the morning. But it's funny because your day starts with the Lord. Your night, your end of your day ends with the Lord. So wherever it is, if it's in the daytime or the nighttime, God was comforting Adam in those times, preparing him. And it's just a revelation, a nugget there that I don't think people realize how important that God wants you to be comforted to start your day, because it's a spiritual battle. Even though he was in paradise, look, the Satan was in there. You know?
Amen.
He tempted him.
And whenever God shows up, it's cool.
Amen. Amen.
It's the cool of the day whenever he shows up. Amen. Hallelujah.
If I could share something about Pastor Nelson's preaching, what really jumped out at me was that when he said that before they sinned, they saw God face to face. And then after they sinned, then it went from face to face to spiritual.
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
That
That's such
good.
A nugget for me. That really blessed me. Yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
What's doing that state?
I look forward to the day when we can see him face to face.
Yes. So that it just blessed me today because I, you know, experienced that in such a dramatic way just this afternoon, where he wanted that one-on-one. And, you know, he just let me know. I mean, the anointing was just, you know, tremendous. Also, I wanted to say that the scripture that you use, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4, is a scripture that the Lord highlighted to us to say on Sunday in our church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church.
Wow.
And we say it every Sunday, and we have a section of our worship that's called Pearls to Ponder. And so God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. So every Sunday we take about 5 minutes to talk about his name, his character, or his nature, and he gives us one of those every month. So this month we're talking about the righteous God. Last month we talked about the terrible, that he's terrible. He's terrible and mighty God, you know. And so we talk about it for about 5 minutes or so, play a song about it, and then we ponder on it for the rest of the week. We ponder on him being righteous or him being the terrible God. Amen. Amen. Because he wants us to know more about him so we can have those one-on-ones. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Amen. And I love the analogy with the basketball, you know, one-on-one. That was beautiful. You know, can I think about like one-on-one as dancing with him, you know, knowing his moves and, you know, and how he does things. So, that just blessed me. It just blessed me. I'm trying to say how I want to say about you. You know, you're funny and everything. You can be kind of tough sometimes, maybe. I haven't seen that much of you like that. But tender today, tender-hearted in the Lord, that was beautiful. And just thank you so much for sharing with us, you know, letting us into your car ride with the Lord and sharing your heart with us. I mean, it was beautiful and anointed. Amen.
I don't always, you know, share things about what I encounter with God, you know, because there's a time in my life where I go one-on-one with God with a, you know, like a argument. Why, Lord? You know this is happening. Why is this happening? You know, and I don't win those arguments, but I just want I just wanted to be real with him. And he knows it. And he comes, you know, he comes back, he goes, you know, he's sometimes, like you said, he's a little firm. And he makes his way known that it's his way, and I accept it. Because he knows best for us.
Yes, amen.
But when I'm broken like that before God, I just want you to know he's holding my, I'm crying on his shoulder.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
He knew. The funny thing is that as this happens a lot, and I want to encourage everybody out there, as this happens a lot, you are going to see how confident and faithful you are in Christ and God that you go, he's got this. There was a time when we were like, we ain't gonna make this bill. And Molly goes, oh man, we're kind of short, da da da. And I turned and go to her and I said, God will provide. Because he's our provider.
Hallelujah.
I believe with all my heart he's going to provide.
Amen.
And within 3 days,
thank you, Lord.
He met that need.
Amen.
And
yes.
I just want to assure somebody, the more you go through that, the more you could begin to turn around and go, God's got this.
Amen.
There ain't nothing impossible for him.
Right.
I told my daughter, I said, I haven't seen the mountain going to the sea. I have not seen the dead rise. And I have not walked on water yet.
That sounds like fun.
Because I'm still waiting for that one. But
amen.
I have faith in it. I trust in that.
Amen.
I believe in that.
Amen.
I believe that they walked with the walls of water and dry land. Crossing over.
Amen.
I believe
Hallelujah.
That. I believe that fire came from heaven and just consumed the altar. I believe that.
Hallelujah.
I haven't seen it, but I believe it.
Amen.
And ain't nothing on earth or on the earth or even in heaven is going to change my mind on that.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He has answered my prayers
Hallelujah.
In the past. And in the future, he will. That's who we serve.
Amen.
That's who loves us, and that's who we love.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's
our, Amen.
I'm sorry. God is mighty.
Mm-hmm.
He's faithful.
Yes. Yes.
And that one-on-one that Adam had with him, the stories that he will tell when we get to heaven, it's unbelievable, the intimacy he had with him. Because we didn't see him face to face. He did. He saw the
Amen.
Image of God. He saw the eyes. He saw the smile. He was comforted by the hand, holding his hand as they're walking. I'm sorry. I'm too excited right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have some other people on the line who are excited, and they want to make some comments as well. So we're going to start with Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom may be resting, but we're going to open a line for her. And, of course, you know we want you to pray for her.
Amen.
So we're opening the line now. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. Yes, Mom is sleeping, but she can still hear you. We can hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I don't know whether you want to pray for her first or you want me to give my comment.
Yeah, pray for Pastor Mom first, and then we'll let you do your comment.
Who's praying?
You.
How about you, Pastor, or either one? It doesn't matter.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Pastor Mom. We pray, Father God, you just bless her sleep.
Yeah.
Anoint her body.
anything that she has that is of a sickness upon it, any element that she has that she cannot function, Father God, I pray you strengthen. I pray you heal. And I pray you give her peace.
Yes, yes.
When she wakes up tomorrow, or really today, she'll be refreshed and filled with your spirit. May the joy of the Lord be her strength.
Yes,
this
Lord.
I pray
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 That's one of the scriptures we have on the wall.
And she said, Amen.
She said, Amen. Hallelujah.
It's like I'm walking in your church.
Yeah, you're in the house. You're in the house, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's so cool. She said, Amen. That's awesome.
So, Pastor Catherine, you can go ahead.
Okay, well, praise God. Well, Pastor Nelson, I was really blessed tonight. And your message was just so anointed. Just so anointed. I was trying to floss my teeth, and I didn't want to put the phone down. Just so anointed. But, yes, thank you so much. And now I have a name for my prayer list I have. It's my bucket list. So I have a bucket list. Bucket list and confessions and all that for every morning. But
Amen.
You know, yes, and I thank God so much for you because it's confirmation for me. Because with deep down in my heart, I long to be closer to God. And the more I give my bucket list, look like I'm many times I draw away from God, you know. Mm-hmm. And so here lately, God is in now. Today, you don't have to bring your bucket list. I just say what you said. You don't have to bring. Just come. I know about your bucket list. Just,
yes.
Just come with me and just spend time with me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But it seems like it's never enough time. Mm.
Yes.
And even when I, you know, when I walk every morning, and I normally listen to, there's some devotional things I listen to, and I also listen to scriptures while I'm walking. But sometimes God says, let it be me and you walking. Just let us walk. And then I say, well, yes. I got to listen to my scripture. He said, that's just you and I just walk together.
Amen.
And it has really encouraged me just to stay with it. Because the thing that got me tonight is what you said at the very end. And Apostle, I thought about that song that you played. That
yeah,
when
my new favorite song.
Yeah. When we get to heaven, we're going to be spending eternity with him. So we might as well get used to spending that time right now. And it's going to be even better. So I just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And God bless you. Now, I'm almost finished. Did you play basketball?
I'm really lousy. I'm only 5'6". I was in the bench most of the time when I was a freshman. I had so much splinters I made a boat in the house.
Well, you got that one-on-one down, Pat, I tell you. So thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Nelson and Pastor Natalie, have you ever heard of this song called Forever by Jason Nelson? I mean, yeah, that's his name, Jason Nelson.
Is it Jason?
I don't think I
now,
have
you heard of the song? Well, the words of the song are, forever is a long time, and that's how long I'll love you.
Oh, wow.
And this is God talking in this song from his perspective. And when I heard that song the first time, I mean, it messed me up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, that's what salvation is all about. Hallelujah. He wants to love on us forever. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So at the end, I'll play some of it, okay? So you can hear some of it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, were you going to say something? We have a couple other people with their number one keys, Fred.
The whole thing about God didn't visit Adam to visit the animals or anything else. He came to visit Adam.
Amen.
Yes.
He came to Adam.
Yes.
You know?
Wow. So
that's it.
Yes. Amen. So I'm going to open a line for Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, you're next. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Get in the queue. Encourage the man and woman of God. Amen. Minister Elaine, welcome.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, Apostle. Good evening, Pastor Nelson and Pastor Nat Natalia. Boy, you know, I've been trying to get on to listen all month, and it's like I would just fall asleep. But tonight, I tell you, it was like my eyes went, and I said, "Oh, it's 9:58." Like, yes, Lord, thank you. But the Lord knows I needed to hear. It was so sweet, such a sweet message. It was just like the Lord was just speaking Himself, and the words that He was saying to me, I kept hearing was friend. I'm your friend.
Amen.
I'm your friend. And he knew he could talk to me in that way because I have a friend. It was so close. And I just wanted to heard you ask me how I was. And it didn't happen. And the Lord was saying to me tonight, that's how I feel. And when you said just to come in and ask God, how's your day? That's what God was saying. He said, you know how you felt when your friend didn't ask you? That's how I feel.
Wow.
And I'm with Pastor Catherine. You know, sometimes we got to leave that bucket list, that bucket outside the door. Because He knows. And when we leave His presence, we don't leave empty-handed.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you to the Lord because He knew I needed to hear that tonight. And
thank
I have been saying to the Lord, I said, Lord, I want more. I want more. And I'm with you, Pastor Nelson. I believe it all, the word. I believe, I know it's true. And I want to see it all. And I know it only comes by that closeness and that intimacy with Him, that spending that time with Him. And I was like, Lord, do it in my heart. Do it in my heart.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for such a sweet, anointed word from the Lord, straight from heaven into my heart.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Love you back.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Lane. Amen. Opening the line now for, and thank you for that wonderful comment. And I don't know if I'm the friend that didn't ask you, but I hope you're doing okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor Price, we're going to open up the line. Anyone else? We still have some time. Press your number one key.
God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
God bless you, and to both of the pastors tonight and to every one of the saints in their respective places tonight. I just, by the time I get on, I always want to just say ditto, ditto, ditto. Glory to God. Glory to God, because it's just such a wonderful word. I know that sometimes when God gives confirmations of things, some people are surprised. My sister, Apostle, I've talked to you because both of us were into computers and doing, you were a computer programming in the programming. And back in 1970, when computers were big as a whole room, and and I worked as a computer programmer back then. And so as we, over the years, we've often talked about that we're little old PCs for Christ, because they always have in businesses a mainframe. And that mainframe, when they have that mainframe, all the other computers in a company or corporation or whatever it is are connected to the mainframe. And God himself is, by his spirit, is our mainframe. And we're personal computers, and he gives out that same information. So I know that tonight was a confirmation for me, Pastor Nelson, a confirmation of what God said he was calling for us to do. He had called us for intimacy and a relationship with him. That's going to be so very important in the days to come. It's going to be so important that we really, really spend time with the one we love. Years ago, maybe about 20-some years ago, I went to a women's meeting, and I had never heard this particular scripture there at that time. But one of the young ladies, she was the organist and a minister at the church. She ministered on a message from the Song of Solomon, and in chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. And it said, the watchmen who go about the city found me. I said, have you seen the one I love? Scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him and would not let him go. And that
Amen.
Scripture has stayed. Hallelujah. And when I read that scripture, something burst in the inside of me, in the spirit, that I've got to hold on to him. He found me. Now the watchman,
Amen.
The watchman found her. And then she said, have you seen the one I love? And she hadn't gone a little ways, but when she found him, she held him and would not let him go. And there are so many things they have over in Israel. A lot of times there are a lot of Scud missiles that are sent over from certain places in the Palestinian area, and they're sending in these Scud missiles into Israel. And somebody preached and said that Satan constantly uses distractions, Scud missiles, S-C-U-D. Satan constantly uses distractions. And so what I found out, and that's why he had been saying to me over these last, I guess even real close within the last month or so, he said, I need you to stay very, very close to me. I need you to be able to spend time. He said, I know you come in and you pray. He said, but sometimes you give me that time when you're weary or when you're tired and you're weary. And when you're weary and you're tired, he said, I help you. And we press on through in our intercession through the night. We do that. He said, but I want your quality time with you.
Amen.
I want you to come and sit before me. Be still and let me minister to your heart. And even when we talk back to him, well, how do you look about it? How do you see this? What happened, Lord? What's going on? And we begin to converse. And he begins to tell me things that I need to know and I need to understand and to give me the direction and the guidance that I need. He said, not for a message. It's not for you to go preach. Not for you to go do. I just want to spend that time with you. He said, this is going to be so important. And he gave me this scripture we usually look at in James 4:7-8. It says, submit yourselves then to God. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We'll look at the resist the devil, but God said, first I said, submit yourselves to me. Then you resist the devil, and he will flee, because God will tell us what to do, how to do. Then the following verse in verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded, because he knows if we don't draw near to him, we will be double-minded. And he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And so he was telling us going to be very, very, very important in this time that my body draw near to me, that my body has a relationship with me. And it won't be found in the sense that we don't want to be found in Matthew 7, verse 22 and 23. That's the last one I'll say today. He said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? And then that statement in 7:23, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. That word knew is from genosko, which means I was never intimate with you. I didn't have a relationship with you. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. In the King James Bible, it says, you workers of iniquity.
Yeah.
He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never was intimate with you. I never had a relationship with you. Yes, you may have gone on, and you may have used my principles, and you may have prophesied. You may have driven out demons. You may have had miracles to perform. But I didn't know you. I wasn't intimate. Did you come to me? Did you submit to me? Did you spend time alone with me? Did you hear? He said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow. And a stranger, they will not follow. So this message to me was a delightful, wonderful, awesome message. But it was also for me tonight a sobering message, a confirmation. A sobering message that you brought tonight. A sobering message that we don't want to be found to stand before God and say, I don't know you. I wasn't intimate with you. We didn't have a relationship with each other. I don't want that ever to be said about me and anybody else. Hallelujah. So I thank God for both of you all. Thank God for this wonderful month. Thank God that for the confirmation, Pastor. Thank God for the confirmation that God is calling his people to spend time alone with him. And that they can hear from him and commune with him. Commune with him and have an intimate relationship. I thought about it. I'm going to stop. And one of my sons has been going through some real serious things in his life. And it's been rough. And sometimes he may call me. It might be every 2 hours, or we might stay on the phone. And he says, Mom, just pray. And I'm praying and speaking the word out over their situation and praying. This morning, my phone went completely, I'm not talking about it had a charge on it. I think it was about 80 or even may have been 90, but the whole screen froze up. You couldn't turn it off. You couldn't turn it on. You couldn't do anything with that phone. And so I brought it in. I was praying over the phone. I brought it in to my daughter, for my daughter to kind of work with it. And the Lord said, you go lay down. Today, he just wanted me to rest with him, to talk to him. And then the phone, by God's goodness and grace, miraculously came back on. And our strength comes from God. He said, in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasure forevermore. How am I going to have the strength if I don't spend that quality time with him, intimately with him, to hear from him? What do I do? How do I do? Lord, what is it on your heart and mind today? What you got on your mind today, Lord? So I just want to thank God for you all. Thank God for this time, for this whole entire month. You know, I don't know what apostle. Sometimes it gets better and better every month. The last couple they had on here, I thought they were the most delightful people. and then the people before that, I thought they were the most delightful people, you know, because of heart. And then they brought you all on. And it brings tears to my eyes tonight because I believe that you were on assignment. I believe that God gave the word that he wanted to give through both of you all and the delightful testimony that you all gave. So I want to say I thank God for both of you all. I thank God and appreciate what you all have let God do in your life. And for your, both of you all, for your intimacy, for your relationship with God. And I give glory. And I thank God for you, Apostle, because I know that you're one that has an intimate relationship with God. And I thank God for you. So God bless each one of you all tonight. And may we take heed. The first thumb that's pointing back is at myself. May we take heed to God's word. Maybe we retire a little bit early. Maybe we get off the phone. Maybe we turn off the phone and say, Lord, it's you and me, Lord. You and me, Lord. Glory, that's one of my favorite songs, is you and me, Lord. And so I worship God. So I thank God for both of you all and for every one of the saints of God. And I'm going to go back on mute. God bless you all tonight. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let me check my text messages here to see if anyone tried to do their number one key and weren't able to. All right. So as far as we know, no other number one keys are pressed. So I'm going to give you all a few moments while we talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we'll be back with you all for closing remarks and closing prayer. And you guys decide who's going to do what. Okay? All right. We'll be back with you. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Price said, so many wonderful people, God sends so many wonderful people to our Thursday night edition and you know, our other broadcasts as well. And, we have such a great time that we don't want to let them go after this. But I know we have to. And he always has something. Well, we do have something for next month as well. So I'll start there. Amen. As we tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Beginning in August, this is the end of July, beginning in August, we are going to have something we haven't had in a little while, and that is our evangelism boot camp. Hallelujah. And I think this message today was such a wonderful kickoff for evangelism boot camp. So we're going to talk about the four things God wants you to know. That's going to be in the first couple of weeks. And then on August the 17th, please be prayerful because we want to have ones that will give a testimony of people that they have led to Christ. Amen. And so we want to hear about that. So we're going to dedicate that whole broadcast on the 17th of August to testimonies of salvation that the Lord used to bring them to Christ. Hallelujah. So please, as the Lord leads you, call me, text me, and we'll put you on for that day as one of the ones who's going to give a testimony of a salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the end of the month, we're going to do some things together. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a good evangelism boot camp month. Hallelujah. Then after that, Lord willing, in September, we're going to have another boot camp, spiritual warfare boot camp. Amen. Then after that, September, August, September, October, the Lord was talking to me about yet another boot camp in October. Haven't put that together yet, but we'll get back to you on it. And then by November, that's our 11th anniversary. Hallelujah. So we'll be celebrating 11 years And, you know, for our anniversary, we usually have preachers come and preach on that at that time. So that's starting to form in my heart and in my mind on who's going to come and preach on those during our anniversary. Hallelujah. And then what I'm hearing, too, is that in December, we'll have yet another boot camp. Hallelujah. So it's boot camp season on Get 'Em Radio. Amen. Now, on Sunday, our Thursday night edition is every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Now, on Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. And we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we have a guest church on this Sunday. The Memphis Covenant Faith Church will be ministering, and that is our very dear Pastor Price, hallelujah. And then Minister Joy and Minister Amber will be ministering on this Sunday, the Lord willing, hallelujah, amen. Then, and that is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, that's our Bible teaching time. And our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. The broadcast is called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, where Dr. Lorraine Nabarro digs into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Hallelujah. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have four volunteers who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes or so. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And it is awesome. And I heard the word confirmation said several times today. There's so many confirmations. We're praying in tongues all over the country, and God is giving us the same words. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he's highlighting them to help us to understand this puzzle that he's putting together by his Spirit. Amen. And so it's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, we have two different broadcasts on the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday of the month. The second Wednesday of the month is our healing service, and the next one will be August the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda, are our co-hosts. And so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends and family about it, and meet us here on August the 9th, Wednesday, August 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Many have been healed over these 7 years that we have been praying that we've been having prophetic healing. And what happens is that the Lord reveals ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Amen, amen. And then on the fourth Wednesday of every month is our newest addition to Get 'Em Radio, and that is the Anointed Pandemic Babies. The next one will be August the 23rd, and that's Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Lord just highlighted these babies to us. They are from newborn to 4 years old. They've made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic. and he's pouring out his spirit on these babies. Hallelujah. So we're praying for them, and we're praying for their parents as well. Amen. And so I told you what's going on Get 'Em Radio on Thursday night. So, hallelujah. You know what's going on. Mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Meet us here and come and learn and grow with us. Amen. Okay, let's open up the line now for the Seders. Hallelujah. Just once again, want you guys to know that I thoroughly enjoyed you this weekend. And just, let me stop and pray for a moment for you all, and then you can give your closing remarks and closing prayer. Okay? You guys are there?
Yep, we're here.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Good, good. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Seders. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you for that wonderful ministry that you've given to them, English as a second language, and all that you're doing through them to teach the people. Lord, as they get ready to start a new season, we thank you, Lord, that you just strengthen them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And thank you for giving them the wisdom, the knowledge, and a good understanding to know what to do, how to do, and when to do it, and where they're not expending the energy, but they're flowing by your Spirit and flowing. And your wisdom is flowing through them as well in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that everything that they need in their personal lives, in their ministry, everything that they need pertaining to life and godliness, that you give it to them super abundantly in the name of Jesus, that they have all that they need, hallelujah, anytime, any place. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And all of their needs are exceeded. You do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask, think, or even imagine. Now, as I prayed that, I'm hearing the Lord say that there were some seeds that were sown years ago, and the harvest is coming up now. And seeds that were sown that you may not even remember were sown, but the harvest is coming up now, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. What I'm seeing is that back blessings are coming to you all, blessings from years ago, from seed sown and from things that God has prepared for you years ago, that it's being released now. It's been held up. It's been blocked for such a long time. But glory to God, there is breakthrough now, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And this is a time for those things that have been blocked up, held up. There's a breakthrough that's going on in them right now in the name of Jesus. And this
thank
is
you.
Concerning this is concerning physical things, physical needs. This is concerning finances. This is concerning even wisdom. This is concerning so much pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah. And then as it flows to you, what God has for you, it's flowing to you like a tsunami. Hallelujah. Where, oh, thank you,
wow.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. It's like, you know, how the rain was held up. And Elisha knew that the rain was held up and that there was a word that had to be spoken, and it was spoken through him and by him. And then he saw the cloud the size of a man's hand, but he knew that the rain was coming, and it was going to be torrential rains that would be coming. Hallelujah. This is greater than that, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're talking about a tsunami of blessings that are hallelujah. Hallelujah. And oh my God. And the Lord is just talking. And he took me back in time, and I'm thinking of Pastor Seda. And I remember that there was a time, and I believe I'm remembering this correctly, that you were cleaning churches, or you were cleaning the church back then. And and the Lord said, and the blessing from that, because you humbled yourself to clean the church, and you thought it not robbery to clean the church. Hallelujah. And it was, you know, it was just a blessing to you to do it. You did it with joy. Hallelujah. You did it with peace. You did it wherever you cleaned, the anointing was all over the place. Hallelujah. And then, now listen, I haven't thought about this stuff in years. Then you worked, if I'm remembering correctly, you worked for Roto-Rooter or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you do that? Yes. Oh, my God. You know, it's been years. And even that, what you did during that time, the seeds that you sowed during that time are all coming forth, saith the Lord, in a great way, in a great way. And then, Pastor Natalie, all those years of homeschooling, hallelujah,
yes,
and training up your children in the way that they should go, hallelujah, that as they're getting older, that they won't depart from what I had you to train them in when you were doing homeschooling all those years. So there is so much. You guys have you've laid your life down before me, saith the Lord. You didn't complain much. You took the much in.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
And your heart always stayed humble before me. No matter when you didn't understand, and no matter those times when you said, well, I'm your girl, I'm your guy. How, what, Lord? But your heart was still with me during those times. And the Lord says, just the tsunami is really up on you. I have so many blessings. Hallelujah. And then he's saying to you, and I trust you with the blessing. I trust you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
I
Thank
trust you,
you
not to squander it. I trust you to use it for my glory. You're getting blessed too, but to use it for my glory. Hallelujah. I trust you to do that, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woohoo. That was good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord on that.
Glory to God. And remember,
amen,
this was recorded. It was recorded.
It.
So you can go back to it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Close us out in prayer. Give us closing remarks and close us out in prayer.
Closing remarks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stared at me for those loving eyes.
Well, it was wonderful. It really, really blessed me. I guess I'm just still on that one about, you know, seeing God face to face, how I long for that. And I love my time with the Lord, just being in his presence where there's fullness of joy. And when I was hearing Pastor Nelson preach, it just brought me into the throne room of his glory. And it just made me long to go be with my Savior. It was such a good word, really was. It really touched my heart, and it made me desire more. I want to be more. I want more, that I must decrease, increase. It was just beautiful. And thank you, Pastor Mel.
Thank you.
Glory.
I'm going to close in prayer now.
Yeah, unless you want to say something.
No, I think praying is good.
Okay. All right.
Lord, I just want to say I did enjoy it. I thank you for the opportunity and for everyone that called in, and I thank you. It is a very humbling experience to even talk about yourself, you know. I'm not that kind of person that, you know me, I don't brag. I just grateful to even share the gospel. So I find that a privilege. So thank you. I'm going to close in prayer now. And
yes.
I'm going to
extend
my hand out to the heavens. And I pray, Father God, almighty God, I thank you. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. I pray for everyone that's listening right now that you minister to them. I seal it by the blood of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus for those that are seeking answers will find it. Not find it in words of other people that discourage, but in your word that encourage. I pray for your words of life to penetrate their hearts and minds and give them peace.
Yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus for those that are sick right now, right at this moment, that you will heal that body. I pray that the bones and the lungs will expand. I pray for life to be upon them.
Yes.
I speak your spirit to consume and heal that body.
Yes.
And I pray, Father God, whatever ails them,
yes,
whatever ails them, you will make them whole.
Yes.
This I pray in your mighty name, and I thank you for the service. I pray that this ministry will continue to go on and kind of minister and kindly minister to others, not in a shocking way, but in a loving way, that it ministers to them that they will also share the gospel. I pray blessings on Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and all the pastors and ministers that heard and called in.
Yes.
Bless them. Their household, blessings going in and blessings going out.
Yes.
I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I don't want y'all to go, but I know I have to let you go. So. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
And now,
so much.
Yeah. Oh, this has been a wonderful month. Yes. Amen. So we're going to close with this song, Forever. Forever is a long time, and that's how long I'll love you. This is the Lord talking to us and really encouraging us for that one-on-one with him. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long.
Make me
I'm forever committed to you. Forever committed to you. God said I'm gonna be right there. No matter what your life is, I'm gonna be by your side. Said I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side. God said I'm gonna be by your side.